At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome, everyone. This is a simulcast of Sturdy for 30 and Eye on the Illini. We've got some big news today that everybody heard on the basketball front. This is Illini guy Mike Kegley. I'm here with Illini guy Brad Sturdy and, of course, Director of Recruiting Kedrick Prince. So, Brad, let's start talking about the news and what the Illini fans are excited to hear about.
Yeah, obviously a big day for Illinois basketball, landing on 24/7 Sports, he's the number 52 player in the country. I think that's pretty accurate, having seen him play a lot this summer. I think I watched him play probably a dozen games, I'm guessing. I think one weekend was seven, so I don't know how many it ended up being. But, yeah, like seven games. And he was really, you know, and those are all live, too. I mean, I watched a couple videos, too, but live games, and it's really a huge addition to get Imani Hansberry, Chester Frazier, Brad Underwood, the key recruiters here, and they did a fantastic job with him. I know Ked was able to has talked to him, and Ked's all our commitment story on IlliniGuys.com, and so Kedrick, tell me what your thoughts are on this commitment, and what as you were writing this story.
Well, my first thought on the commitment is, you know, I put on our message board, you know, Brad Underwood is just, he's rolling. I mean, and let's just call it, it is what it is. You know, when they get kids, you know, you're not going to get every kid. And I think it's so hard for sometimes fans, you know, and I'm not going to single out fans. You're not going to get every kid you get. But let's just take a step back and look at when Brad Underwood came here. Look at the roster this man has put together. I mean, they go out, and now he told us, and we were all involved, I want to recruit kids, everyday guys, and guys who want to be here who fit my system. And what I like the most about this, and I said it on my podcast on the Eye on the Illini and Sports Spectacular, the bottom line is they wanted this kid, and they went all toes in. I mean, I'm talking every coach on the staff. Brad, you know, we were in with Coach Underwood in Chicago a couple months ago, and one thing he told us was about the depth in this class. And it wasn't the greatest, but there was some special talent. And Imani was a kid that they wanted. They singled him out because they thought he had everything that they wanted. He's strong. He's big. He's an excellent passer. Writing the story, I was in awe because I know what Illinois is getting. And you hit it right on the head. He's ranked 52nd by 247 Sports. But I can assure you this. If he would have had the summer this year that he had last year, this kid probably, he might have been a top 25 kid, because I think I'm 100% correct. I could be wrong. He made the EYBL all-tournament team. He averaged a double-double. That's hard to do, and he was doing it against guys that was bigger than him, and he just put his will out there, and he utilized his strength and his talent to outwill his opponents. And when kids fight and compete like that, that's an everyday guy for Brad Underwood. So Illinois got a steal today. I like the fact that Illinois beat out some good teams for him. I know a lot of schools came in late. I know Maryland tried to come in late. Oregon tried to come in late. UCLA tried to come in. Chester put his foot down, and he never let up.
Yeah, it's interesting. He was first team all EYBL. So that's first team top five players in the EYBL. When you're one of the top five players in the EYBL in production, that's pretty good. I mean, I think that's exactly the kind of player you want to get on your team. So, Mike, from a Mike, and I know you maybe didn't get out to see him as much, but you, from a fan's perspective, you know, Kedrick's talked about recruiting. What are your thoughts on this recruiting that Brad Underwood's done? I mean, if we go back, you're a historian of Illinois basketball.
Yeah.
When's the recruiting run been like this? I mean, when's the last time we had a recruiting run similar to this?
You probably got to go back to the 80s, you know, back when you had Jimmy Collins and Lou Henson kind of tag teaming and bringing guys in from the Chicagoland area. And I think Mr. Hansberry shows you what this staff can do when they decide they want a player. Because when you have three deep in a watching a player play, of course, that they were either there to watch Mr. Hansberry or just to hang out with Brad Sturdy. We're not certain yet. But when you have that many coaches – that many coaches there, that shows a player.
I'm sure that's that, exciting, but
but that certainly shows a player that, hey, you know what? This team really wants me, and they're serious about me as a basketball player. And I think the skill sets that he has, particularly that passing skill, really fits in to what Coach Underwood wants to do. You've got a guy who can go out on the floor, guard multiple positions. He can pass on the other end and move the ball around. He opens up Brad Underwood to being able to do what he loves on offense, which is to spread the floor and start picking teams apart.
Yeah, he's really, you know, when Brad Underwood came here and he wanted to play the spread offense, if you'd had a guy like Imani Hansberry in that pinch post, the spread offense would have looked a lot better. I mean, yes. we didn't love it when it came here, but man, it would have looked a lot better with a guy like that in the pinch post who can fake handoffs, put it on the floor, turn, hit the shot, just and make good decisions with the basketball. So now I get to go. Whenever we look at a guy, and those we've seen film of Hansberry, I've seen him live a lot. He's a guy who, you know, he's developed that 15 to 17 foot jump shot. I think he'll develop the three. As he gets in college, I think that'll be a process for him. He rebounds the ball extremely well. You know, double digit rebounder. He scores in the post. He can, but he's a tremendous passer, handles it well for a guy 6'8". There are times, sometimes he handles it a little too well because he likes to get out. He takes the rebound and goes, which is okay sometimes, but you got to make sure it's a good decision, right? And so, so what is your player comparison to this guy? I mean, what do you guys see if you got a player that you want to compare him to?
Well, I've already done it, but it's kind of like an unfair comparison. I think of a Lowell Hamilton, and here's why. I think he's a center. He's listed as a center. Lowell Hamilton was that kind of guy who could shoot the mid-range game, he was tough, athletic. I do think Imani's a little bit stronger than what he is. But if I had to give a comparison to an Illinois player, that's who he reminds me of. I just think he's just a tough guy that can play out of position and do it very, very well. And I think he's going to be a tough matchup for a lot of people. You know, one of the things I like about him, you know, and he talked about it today, you know, during his announcement, was why he came to Illinois. And the thing I've learned in recruiting over the years, like the world is changing and it's evolving around us every day, like technology. The thing I've learned with recruiting that's different, kids today, they may want to be in the NBA, and I know that's every kid's dream, but they all talk about player development. And I can tell you right now, I know for a fact, Sky Clark and Imani Hansberry, those two kids, along with the coaches, they're there because of Adam Fletcher. I mean, they know that the player development, that they can get them to the next level. You know, Imani talked about the development with Kofi. The staff has put together some pretty good videos because they showed what these kids look like when they, not just bodies, but players when they were freshmen to where they are now. Coleman Hawkins was a three-star player if you're in the three stars. And now, you know, Coach Underwood said he probably had the best practice of anybody on the team this summer, and he is probably the highest rated recruit on paper to be drafted this year. So that's player development. And that's what I like about this staff. You know, it's great. I saw a thing today. I'm going to post on Twitter. They listed the top 20 recruiters in the country. And of course, Illinois had a coach on that staff. And I think a couple more should be able to tell you the truth. But Illinois is in a good spot. And I like that they're identifying kids that fits their roster. And also, Brad, to answer your question again, I know I'm rambling here. I like the Lowell Hamilton comparisons.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with something that Connor and I talked about, you know, when this all kind of came to fruition is it's the thing to do nowadays. You know, if a guy's an undersized post, well, he's Draymond Green, and that's not fair to do to a kid. At the same time, you know what Hansberry tends to do is he passes well, which really makes you think of Draymond, a guy who is. A player who is looking to win the game and help his teammates get involved as opposed to scoring. And he also is very, very high pressure, high energy on the boards. So when I look at those two things, that like lets me say, you know, Draymond Green. And as Brad has already said, Hansberry needs to work on his three. But, you know, no player, I don't care if you get the number one player in the nation, nobody's a finished product when they show up to college. They've got to build their game. So I look at him as a player who could really be a guy who, you know, is a first team all Big Ten player as he develops on this team. I think people are going to be really happy that Brad Underwood and Chester Frazier sat down and decided that Hansberry's a great fit, and then Hansberry decided he's a great fit as well.
Yeah, for me, there's a couple guys that come to mind. Obviously, you mentioned Draymond Green. That seems to be a comparison for an undersized guy who's kind of stretched. That's what I mean. It does fit a little bit. He has the same type of feet. Draymond became, you know, a 3-point-3 shooter, and basically, Draymond does play the five now in the NBA, though. You know what I mean? He's basically a 6-7 center in the NBA. So. A couple of guys that I liked, there was a guy at Pittsburgh back in the day named DeJuan Blair, who was a 6'7", 250-pound post player. And I think Hansberry's a little bit different. So I was thinking about there was a guy at Wisconsin, and now I'm drawing – I was thinking about this. What was his name?
Was he on the floor? Was it just recently?
Nigel Hayes. Nigel
Hayes. That's it.
Nigel Hayes.
Yep.
Nigel Hayes. And I think that Amani can be a lot. 6'8", 235, I think is what Hayes ended up being. He started out at 6'7", 250, leaned up, became like 6'8", 235, 240 guy, playing some 3-4-5, could play multiple positions. Although he wasn't like a – I wouldn't call him a great shooter, but he shot 1%, 33% for three, whatever. I just really think this could be Nigel Hayes could be a great comparison for Amani Hansberry. And if he is a 4-year player like Nigel Hayes,
yes,
Illinois is going to be okay.
Because
he was pretty good. So that's a really good player. So yeah, I guess now the next question is what do we need? What does Illinois need? They only have, here's the reality. You know, we've talked about our message board, some information, maybe about Zachary Perrin, that, you know, will come out at some point. We're not going to release it on the podcast, but you can check on the message board. You can figure it out. But I will tell you this, that Illinois has their first 23 commit. And, you know, Brad Underwood's going to look in the portal. But what do they need? I mean, they have an allotment. They only have one player who has to leave after this year, and that's Matthew Meyer. So, essentially, you have 11 guys who could return. They could add three guys in the fall if they want to. I don't see them adding more than two at max. And then they – because Brad Underwood wants to work the portal, and he may only have one or two recruits in any class. I don't think he's going to take more than three high school kids unless it's like the Fab Five type thing. Going forward. So I wonder, what do you see going forward? What is your expectation? Start with you, Ken. What do you want to see?
I want a rim protector. I think they need a rim protector. They don't necessarily need, you know, a stud like Kofi Coburn. They need a 10 and 10 guy. Give me somebody who can make layups, get N1, and somebody where if a guard is going to drive to the basket, they're going to think, oh my gosh, they're not there. Now, I know this isn't the popular pick, and there's nothing can change, but I really wish Omar Payne would have stuck around another year. He would, even if he I don't know if he would have figured out how to score. I guess he probably should have figured out how to foul, because he fouled every 50 seconds. That probably would have been a good idea, but I'm going to tell you what. He was a rim protector, and I think he could have eventually been a pretty good rebounder for them. I think they need that. I mean, let's be honest. They have some really high-quality guards. And, Brad, you and I saw in their press box yesterday. We both know they're loaded at the wing spot. And Illinois fans, you know, you got to be realistic now. There may be some kids that Illinois want, but these kids aren't stupid. Illinois is loaded. And they're not just going to come in, and these kids with these high profiles, and continue to sit. And is that a bad thing? No, tip your hat to the coaching staff. They've recruited extremely well. That's the way I look at it. So I would love to see a rim protector. The guards are outstanding, and they're going to grow and get better, just like everybody else, even the wings. That's what I think they're missing.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be a real test for the coaching staff, because, you know, they've got a lot of talent on the team this year. You know, you could have multiple guys go pro if they have a good year. And of course, I'm okay with us, you know, with coach, you know, hoisting up the Big Ten title and then, the Big Ten title and then the regional title and then the national title. And then trying to figure out like, oh, wow, five guys are going to the NBA. What do I do to fill it? Because that's worth the national title. Yep. And I think it's really going to be interesting, because I don't know how the heck these guys plan, because you could do a scenario where Shannon, Meyer, Coleman Hawkins, maybe even Sky Clark and Ty Rogers go pro.
Ty Rogers.
Yes, exactly. Sky. Yep.
RJ Melendez.
Yes, exactly. And so they could have to replace six guys. And I really think it's crazy. How do you keep track of everybody across? I mean, the videographers and stuff, you know, for this team have to be going crazy trying to keep track of everybody who might be in the portal. But I do think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch that. And I do almost wonder, are teams going to be able to cast a really wide net across, you know, top 50 players and kind of stay in very light contact with them in case they need to parachute in? Because it seems like the trend is guys are committing a little bit earlier now, and then the coaches know later about what their players are going to do. The coaches earn their money. There's no doubt there, because this has got to be frustrating to try to deal with it on certain days.
Hey, I know we're talking about Imani Hosmer here, but yesterday I had a conversation with Matt Stevens, our colleague, and he told me when the fans see Ty Rogers, their mouths are going to drop open. His body is just at a different level. I guess he can put on weight, and he made the comment of the job that Fletch has done. Ty is probably the one kid that's the most noticeable. And Matt was kind of questioning if he was going to be good enough to play at the next level. He's going to be the kid that's probably going to come in right away, because physically, I've not seen him. Obviously, I saw him in high school, but he made the comments when fans see his body, you're going to see why Brad Underwood and this staff fell in love with him, because he looks really different, according to Matt.
Yeah, it's I don't know. That just sounds all wrong, kid. I don't know.
I was actually feeling like I'm not old enough to be on this podcast.
Okay, let's clean it up. We got to see, man.
This is Illini Guys Only fans. No, I agree with you completely. I think we're going to see some, we're going to be really impressed with Ty Rogers, and how physical he is. You know, he came in, he was only, 6'6", 6'7". I think he was 205 or something now. And you just look at him and he's going to be, closer than that 220, 215, 220 range and still have the same athleticism and skill. So there's a lot of just a ton of talent on this team with so many of those guys. So I guess, back to Hansberry, huge recruit, top 50 player, one of the biggest recruits, for what I like about this, and some people get hung up, well, he's only ranked this or he's only ranked that. The Illinois watched all these guys play, all spring, and they said, this is the guy that we want. Underwood loved him and just said, that's the guy I want on my team. When he says that's the guy I want on my team and you get him, that's exactly what you want. When they looked in the portal and they looked last spring, they were like, we want Terrence Shannon, we want Matthew Meyer. And they ended up with Terrence Shannon and Matthew Meyer. When you get the guys that you want to get, it's huge. I mean, that is the difference in recruiting. And we can talk like, you know, this is guys, they need this guy or that guy. They want a point guard to get Sky Clark. They want to, you know, the recruiting level of this team, and like you mentioned earlier, Ked, has been, this staff has been fantastic. It's been just next level. They need a big guy. Well, here's Jeff Alexander. He's going to go grab this kid from France, who, by the way, Brad Underwood said on Friday, could be the most talented player that he's recruited. And that's saying a lot because he's recruited a lot of talented guys. And even like, you know, Io, Kofi, Sky Clark, Ty Rogers, you know, Amani, go down the list. And he said, Perrin could be the most talented. Now, is he the most ready to play? Probably not. He's not even 18 yet. He'll be 18 this week. So, but I'm really, really, we have to be ecstatic with where this program is, you know, moving forward. Ked, just kind of wrap it up. What are your thoughts on this, on the recruiting, Illinois recruiting and Monty Hansberry?
Well, again, I love it because you're right. Coach Underwood told us this was a guy he wanted. And it was so impressive to watch the entire staff go watch this kid play, and they put the full court press on. There's not going to be a lot of room. I mean, it's hard to say what they're going to do in December. You know, no one knows, you know, how that's going to pan out. I'm assuming at some point, you know, the transfer portal is probably going to be a good plan for them because Illinois is kind of cornered the market with that. Don't look at rankings and in the Big Ten because Illinois may only have one kid in this class. Who knows, but a lot can change. I just like the attention that it got. I love the fact that why this kid wants to be there. And I'm starting to really see the families. You know, when the people, you know, when, the, you know, Monty's family get on social media at some point, the fans are really going to understand this is a really good kid. He and Ty Rogers remind me a lot. They're very appreciative of things given to them. They don't take things for granted, and they're just good kids. And in any college program, whether it be football, basketball, volleyball, golf, tennis, track, swimming, you want good quality kids in your program. And Brad has done his homework with that. And Amani's that same way. He's a very, very classy kid. Every time I've reached out to him, Brad has always responded, except for the last 2 weeks. And I understand why, because he was being bombarded. And he actually apologized to me today about that, so which I understood. But to answer your question, I just really, really like the I like the fit. And also, let's give Coach Frazier some credit. He landed two guys in Jaden Epps and Sincere Harris early, and now he, you know, put his foot down and, you know, he's attacking Tim Anderson and Jeff now. So I guess Coach Alexander is going to be next.
Yeah, this is a nice win, a good bridge to the future. I really like the type of player who takes care of the little things, you know, relentless on the boards, a good teammate, passes to his teammates, opens up the floor. I think he's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And this is going to be that position. We're getting closer and closer to that positionless basketball that Coach Underwood talked about on day one. So I think it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I think everybody's excited. By the way, some news may be coming out, too, about the portal. You know, we always talk about Illinois adding to the portal. There may be like an actual portal recruiting period that may change next spring. They may have a little delay when they can start having kids from the portal on visits and things. So that's going to be interesting. See how that plays out. I think everybody kind of wants a break in the spring. I know I do. I don't know about you, Ked, but the spring's nuts. So maybe a little, not doing high school recruiting and portal recruiting at the same time might be a benefit for everybody. So we'll see what plays out there. But anyway, so, hey, Mike Cagley, Illini guy, Kedrick Prince, Illini guys, recruiting director, and myself, Brad Sturdy. Thank you for listening. Illini get a huge commit from Monty Hansberry. This will also be on Eye on the Illini and Sturdy for 30. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you, everybody. And of course, if you want every detail, you want to know about things before it's going to happen, then that's why you subscribe to IlliniGuys.com. $99 for a year. You get the first 7 days free, so you can kick the tires and see just how fast that machine goes. We got a lot of people who subscribe. Very few people tell us they don't want to be here. Second thing is Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. Check IlliniGuys.com. Look on radio, and you can find what city we're on, what station, what day, and what time. And, of course, you can also listen to our other podcast, Keds Recruiting Roundup, and there might be a pretty good one coming out in a couple days. So thank you, Brad. Thank you, Kedrick. And go Illini.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.